Jesus was at home one day, and people started coming to visit him. At first, a few people came, and then a few more people came, and then a whole lot of people came. It didn't take long for Jesus' little two-room house to be covered. All people were sitting on the floor, sitting on the furniture, sitting on the windowsill. Then pretty soon people started standing outside the window, trying to lean in and hear, or standing outside the door. There was just a crowd inside the house and all around the house because people were so eager to hear the word about God's love that Jesus was teaching. A group of people arrived carrying a man on a stretcher that they had made out of a mat. This man was paralyzed, which means that he could not move. So he was being carried by other people. And the people wanted this paralyzed man to be able to see Jesus. And they got there and they saw this huge crowd inside the house and all around the house. And nobody was looking at them. Everybody was looking at Jesus as just packed tight like sardines. And they thought, what are we going to do? So, oops. You okay? So they decided to go around the back of the house. And they climbed up the ladder. In those days, everybody had a ladder that went up onto the roof because when it was too hot, they would climb up the ladder and sleep on top of the roof. The roof was flat. And so they somehow managed to carry the stretcher up onto the roof, get the man up there, and lay him down on the flat roof. And then they got out some tools, and they started to chop and dig at the roof. The roof was made out of clay and straw. That kind of mud and water. They chopped at it and chopped at it until pretty soon clay and straw and dust started to crumble down on Jesus' head and on the people below. And as soon as they made that hole big enough, they started to lower the man on the mat down into the room where Jesus was. And seeing that mat coming down, people reached up and helped to gently lay him on the ground. People pushed aside and made room. And everybody else was kind of coughing and waving away the dust. But Jesus was looking at these people, and he saw their great faith, and he looked in the face of this paralyzed man, and he said, whatever it is that's been standing between you and God, whatever that obstacle is, it's forgiven. You, right now, are in good standing with God, and you have a new beginning. Well, the people in the room, some of them were students of the holy laws and rules and writings, and they listened to what Jesus said, and they thought, well, it sounds like he's trying to speak for God. I'm not sure he should be doing that. They thought, I don't think God would like him saying those things. Well, Jesus actually knew what they were thinking and whispering about to each other. And he said to them, which is easier, to say to this man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, stand up, take your mat, and walk? Well, these critics and complainers thought, anybody who tells a paralyzed man, you know, being paralyzed means he can't move. Anybody who tells a paralyzed man to stand up and walk is going to look like a fool. But Jesus said to them, I want you to know that I have the authority to forgive sins on earth. And so he said to that paralyzed man, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And so hearing those words, the man did get up and rolled and bundled up that mat and those blankets that he had been carried in on, put it over his shoulder, and walked right out through that house, through the crowds, out the door, out into the big crowd outside so that everybody could see the man who had been carried in was walking out. And everybody was amazed. They said, God must be at work here because we've never seen anything like that before. And from then until now, the good news about God's love and God's power has been spread in exactly the same way. People bring other people to meet Jesus. So now you all join hands, and we're all going to join hands. And if you want to join hands, you can. We're all going to say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for sending Jesus to eliminate and remove any obstacle, any barrier that might have existed between us and you. We thank you so much for your welcoming and forgiving love. We rejoice to be part of your church and your people. And so we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.